just read the sentences on the slide.
Okay. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it's close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Okay, so now let's do a practice question. If I ask you, for example, is the price of a train ticket $5? You should answer me.
No, the train ticket is $20.
Okay, so make sure that every time you answer in full sentences.
Okay.
Now let me ask you the first question. Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, I can take the bus to New York City.
And the price of a bus ticket is $15.
Right? No. The price for a bus ticket is $11.
Right. Please read the sentences out loud.
New York City has many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you may find an Indian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexican food, Indonesian food, and of course, American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurants.
Does New York City have Middle Eastern restaurants?
New York City has Middle Eastern restaurants.
And Chinatown is known for Middle Eastern food.
No, the Chinatown is known for its Asian food.
Please read the sentences out loud.
Okay, Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on the old train line 13 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Okay. The first question is the High Line Park above street level?
Yes, the High Line Park is about, 13 feet above the street level.
Right. And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, it's above 11th Avenue.
Please read the sentences out loud.
There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It's located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It's part of Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
First question for you. The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
No, the Metropolitan Museum is in the Cloisters.
And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, it's located in northern Manhattan.
Okay. Please read the sentences out loud.
The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
Does the American continent consist of North and South America?
Yes, the American continent consists of North America and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in Southern America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountain is located in Northern America.
Please read the sentences out loud.
Okay. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other line, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other line.
Okay. My first question is, a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane.
The dotted line means the car can cross, but the solid line means the car cannot cross.
Okay. And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines.
Okay. Please read the sentences
Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. People living in rural areas generally have less access to healthcare. Studies show that life expectancy is lower in rural areas than in urban areas.
Do people living in rural areas have less access to healthcare?
Yes, they have less access to healthcare.
And life expectancy is lower in urban areas, right?
No, it's lower in rural areas.